The Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast is brought to you by Tonic CBD. Their hemp-derived CBD and botanical blends create a completely holistic method to help you feel your best and fix your vibe. Pick up all your CBD needs at tonicvibes.com/ref/keto Mike. We're also brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is anchored on slogan, Live Young. Sail Away pairs a free-spirited approach to flavor with a well-traveled palate. And when you go to sailawaycoffee.com, you can get 10% off an order using code KETOMM at checkout. And finally, we're brought to you by No Matter What Apparel. Fresh apparel for every lifestyle, no matter what. And now when you go to nomatterwhatapparel.com, you can use code MikeMarty, capital M, capital M, at checkout for 10% off your order. That's MikeMarty at checkout at nomatterwhatapparel.com.
Okay. Are we live?
I think we're in business.
What?
I think we are live.
Let's see.
According to my Facebook app,
we are.
It says we are live.
Live. Word.
Yeah, let's check this out. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Back again.
Dude.
We are.
Feels good to be back.
That's what's up. Hi, Kim. Hi, Eileen. Dope. If you guys think we're too loud, just let us know, because we got mics now. We got two mics.
We got three mics, technically.
That's what's up. Hey-o. Mike's got jokes.
Always got those
Mike's
jokes.
Got jokes. That's what's up. If you guys think we're too loud, just let us know. I should probably turn this off, so we're not recording.
Kim,
us talking.
I mean, Kim's been waiting for this.
I know. She's been waiting for that Monday high.
I love it.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Little Zevia, little Cynthia, Cynthia.
Oof, Zevia.
Zevia.
Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah. Very nice.
So fucking good.
Very nice. It's delicious.
I've been hooked on this cream soda one and the ginger root beer.
Okay.
Root beer. I used to love the A&W root beer.
Oh, yeah. A&W root beer is the shit, man.
Yeah.
That's like old school.
Yeah.
That's
I
like,
used
that's
to
like
love
the
that.
Good root beer.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they make the root beer floats with.
Yeah, that's pretty damn delicious.
What flavor are you drinking, Kim? Let's see. Cherry Cola.
Nice.
Oh.
Mountain Zevia. Is that,
that
like
was
Mountain,
actually pretty good.
Is that like Mountain Dew?
Yeah. I think it tastes more like Sprite than Mountain Dew.
Okay.
But it's good. Either way, it's good.
I need to get on the Zevia train a little bit more.
They sell six packs at Whole Foods.
I know. They sell them everywhere.
Everywhere. I saw them at CVS the other day.
Yeah.
I was like,
CVS,
right,
cool. Stop and Shop. It's really, really delicious.
Yeah.
I enjoy this.
The root beer one is my favorite, I think. The cream soda, too. There's literally nothing in it, which
yeah.
is awesome. Like, there's nothing in it. Nothing
really?
Bad for you. Nothing.
Mm. I'm going to have to get some of this. I'm going to have to pick some more of that up. That's good though.
The black cherry is
black
cherry
is
good.
Fucking legit.
The cherry cola is good too.
I'm a big fan of black cherry.
Yeah, me too.
The
you see the orange vanilla Coca-Cola?
No.
They made an orange vanilla Coca-Cola.
Well, I saw they were making
single, I guess?
I saw they were making like a milk Coke. I don't know. I saw something on Facebook today about people mixing Coke with milk.
I guess if they did that, it could be like a Coke float.
Sounds terrible.
But in a can.
Sounds terrible. No, it's like they're mixing it, like legit. They're
oh.
pouring like whole milk, like 2% milk, and then yeah.
No, I think that they were making
no.
it flavor.
Oh no,
like,
people
okay.
are actually mixing milk with Coke.
Like, that would be cool, like a root beer float
right.
in a can.
That'd be
a good
that
idea.
Would be a good idea.
It would, you know, obviously it's not the same as just having ice cream, but
right.
Oh no.
Mm.
I've eaten a mixed, I've eaten and mixed some weird shit.
Oh like, yes.
Weird combos in my life. But that, I don't know, that's another level. I've done some weird shit.
People are weird.
Some of my food combinations are a little odd. Like, that's just...
Milk and coke.
That's just not right. Those two things, those just don't go together. Yeah.
Oh, that's... Definitely mistyped that. Internet split 50-50 on milk coke trending and viral. Let's see if I can bring this up. The internet is debating whether to love or hate the mixture of Coca-Cola and milk.
No.
Milk goes, apparently it goes back to Laverne and Shirley days, when Laverne used to drink milk mixed with Pepsi on screen.
Okay.
Regardless of the name, people online are trying the half and half beverage and their views are mixed.
Yeah.
It looks fucking terrible.
It probably coagulates and like clunks up, no? Like those two things mixture would be a science experiment. Like
there's not
much. The milk probably like clumps up like cheese.
Yeah, this looks terrible.
You drink chunks.
This should not happen, people.
No, this should not happen.
People, stop drinking Coke in your milk.
Yeah, don't drink Coke milk. Milk Coke.
Milk Coke. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing, apparently. I'm taken back by it.
Yeah, this is terrible.
That's weird. It's not the weirdest shit that I've seen.
True. That's true.
It's not the weirdest shit
it's not.
That I've seen. Coagulates. It probably does.
We're still alive, right? Still.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Good. Ew, yeah, milk coke. Gross.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Coagulates. It's a great word, though.
That's as good as moist.
I don't like that word either.
Moist.
I don't like that word either.
It doesn't bother
me. It bothers me. There's some
term. I never liked the word loaf.
Like a loaf of bread?
Yeah, like loaf.
Oh, you're just loafing around?
Yeah. Like that makes that's like moist to other people. Loaf,
really?
What the fuck? Like, who named that?
That's interesting.
I think about that often. Like, where are these words? Like, who named it like pickle?
Someone smart, that's for sure.
Why is that a loaf of fucking bread? Why does it have to be moist? Like, did someone just sit and be like, you know what? I'm gonna make this word as terrible as possible so it freaks people out.
Origination.
Oh.
Of. The word.
Yeah, we gotta figure out like the origin to this.
Let's say origin of the word loaf. I feel like this is gonna be long. From Old English, half portion of bread baked in a mass of definite form.
Okay.
It's from Proto-Germanic kalibuz. The common Germanic word for bread. Germanic root is of uncertain origin. It is perhaps connected to Old English hlaifion, to raise higher tower.
Okay.
On the notion of the bread rising as it bakes. Okay. So, I mean, it is unclear whether loaf or bread is the original sense. It is disguised in lord and lady. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you guys are getting a history lesson on the word loaf.
Loaf. Is anyone else bothered by the word loaf?
It's also in 1835 American English, apparently a back formation from the earlier attested loafer.
Like the shoe?
Which means loafed, loafing. The noun meaning an act of loafing. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the opposite of work.
Alright.
Yeah. So there is a reason why it's called a loaf of bread.
Okay. It makes me feel a little bit better.
This is the hard-hitting stuff I'm bringing you guys tonight.
Yeah, this is the important shit we're bringing you guys tonight. Speaking of important shit.
Yeah.
That video was actually really funny.
Which video?
The one off the Jaguar.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That was,
did you see the video I also posted, like, a couple hours ago?
No.
About the girl getting her hand bit by a shark for feeding a shark?
Yes. I literally just saw that.
And the fucking sign says, do not feed the sharks?
Yeah. Well, that's my thing. It's like, what the fuck do you expect? It says don't go. First of all, there doesn't need to be a sign. Don't feed the sharks because they're fucking sharks.
Right.
They don't care about you. They'll bite your fucking face off.
Right.
It's a jaguar. It's in a cage for a reason. It's not roaming. There's a reason it's not roaming around. It's a fucking jaguar. It doesn't need to be a sign that says don't cross this barrier that's here for a reason. It's a jaguar. It's a wild animal. Like, it's not tamed to be playing with humans. Like, what do you expect is going to happen when you hop the barrier that's there for obvious reasons to take a selfie with a jaguar? I feel like you deserve to get fucking attacked.
Yeah. The, you know what? The
like, it's good that she's okay. Like, I'm glad she's not fucking dead.
Right.
But like, if you're going to be a dick, like, I feel like you deserve to get attacked.
Well,
like, you're
I'm
all
well
in that space.
Mm-hmm.
That's the jaguar's space. Once you pass that barrier, you deserve to get fucking scratched.
But let's also discuss the fact that they're at a fucking zoo.
Yeah.
Okay? The point of a zoo is to have animals in their respective environments.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to just look at them.
Admire them.
Take a picture through the glass.
Creatures. Yeah.
Take a picture through, fucking do a selfie through the glass.
You don't hop in the fucking whale tank at SeaWorld.
No. Fucking Shamu murder you.
Yeah.
Kill you. If there's signs telling you not to do something,
don't fucking do it.
It's usually a good reason why.
And if you do it, then you're a fucking idiot and you deserve whatever you get.
Outside of no turn on red. That's kind of just a suggestion.
Yeah, it is a suggestion.
That's a suggestion.
I feel like red lights in general are suggestions. Plus they have a camera.
Depends on the night. Depends on what time it is.
Fucking camera.
It depends if I have to piss.
Yeah.
If I gotta piss, I'll go through red light.
Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay the ticket later.
That's it.
Red light cameras. They changed one here.
Did they?
It's on a corner. Since the day I could drive, no turn on red. It's a turn from a road onto the turnpike.
Okay.
The main road, Jerusalem.
Yeah, I know.
Or what is that, Wantaw or Jerusalem? I think it's Wantaw. But it's like the other side where it's like not Wantaw, and then once you cross over, it becomes Wantaw Avenue.
Right.
Whatever fucking street that is. Since the day I could drive in high school, you were not allowed to turn on red because it's fucking has to turn right, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And they changed it now, so you can turn on red. But I guess there weren't, you know, many accidents or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a light up sign, and when one way is allowed to go, that light up sign will go no turn on red.
Okay.
But when that's off, you can turn when the red light's red.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those little light up box signs.
Right.
So from now, every time we're there, nobody turns on red because everybody's not used to not doing it.
Fair enough.
And then light turns
that's
on. It says no turn on red, and then they're like, oh, fuck.
It's like I should have turned on red.
Yeah, because everyone's so used to it.
A little bit of an echo in the sound.
Is there? I wonder why.
How much of an echo?
Does anyone else hear an echo?
Is it too much of an echo?
Maybe because the doors are closed, that it closes all the...
It's a possibility.
Possibly.
Possibly.
We could try to open all the doors.
Is the echo too much? Oh, no.
A little bit of an echo in the sound.
There is.
How much is an echo?
There's an echo.
You should open the doors?
There's an echo. No.
Could just
be one of the mics.
Mics being stupid. Yes, definitely an echo. Okay. Bear with us.
Let's see if that works. How was that? Does that sound better, guys?
Better or worse or same?
Sorry, guys. We're rusty.
Audio difficulties.
Sorry, guys. We'll figure it out.
So, Sorry, guys. Lo siento. It's not bad, though, so no worries. If you can't fix it, Kim said it's not that bad.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Does that work?
Is that better?
Is that better, worse, or same?
Wonder if it's the two mics and it's picking up the sound from both.
So maybe we'll switch to one. Kim, you're our person. Better,
yeah.
Worse, better, worse, or same?
Good. Yeah, she said sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Marty's got the magic IT touch.
All right, so we're good. So we'll put this here. We'll use this guy.
This one's off?
Yeah, that one I turned off.
Yeah, I think it was this
one. So we'll, I'll have to fuck around with that.
Fucking run with it.
Fucking run around with it. So, just talk louder now. Well, it's probably because I turned the volume lower on the mic. So, there we go.
Cool.
Now we're good. Perfect.
All right.
All right.
Where were we?
Your red lights and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking red lights.
That was pretty much it.
Okay.
So, I joined Crunch Fitness today.
Mm-hmm.
You go there, right?
Mm-mm.
No, blank. You go to blank. No, blank. I like it.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's cheap. It's like $25 a month.
It's not bad.
And that's for like their exclusive package.
Okay.
That's like, they have like three packages.
Yeah.
It's like $14.95, $21.95, and there's like $25.95.
Okay. So that's not
like,
bad.
You get like all your shit. I got a free t-shirt.
Aww.
And I got a free personal training session.
Awesome.
Of like,
you gonna use it?
Oh yeah, whatever, right?
You should use it.
She was like, she even looked at me. She was like, even if you know what you're doing, like, you can still use it. Like, you know, maybe you get like a different. I was like, all right, fuck it, why not? 45 minutes off, you know?
Yeah, it's free.
Fucking whatever. But it's cool. They have a lot of cool equipment.
Okay.
This is huge. Like everyone, like,
I've never been to
everyone Crunch. Everyone made it sound like it was like a little tiny like box.
Right.
Like the parking fucking sucks, but like that's almost
it's
any gym you go to. Yeah, but like. Lot of equipment. The place is tremendous.
Awesome.
Everyone's pretty nice.
Cool.
You know, they have heavy bags.
Nice.
Which I love.
That's solid.
Yeah.
No more Krav. Are you gonna keep doing Krav?
No. It's
no?
Too far.
Okay.
It's too far. I can't schlep all the way to fucking Comac.
It's a far trip from here.
It's not worth it.
It's a far trip.
There's closer places for Krav that I can go to that are in my area. I was just being supportive, really.
I got you.
Yeah, it's not worth driving.
Okay.
There are two craft places in Hicksville. So, I mean...
So that's not far.
For me to fucking go all the way to Comac, you know?
That's a trip.
Yeah. Half hour is not really worth it.
No.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to get back to that.
Cool. What else you got going on?
Nice little change of atmosphere.
Yeah.
It. I'm going to be rocking out with another full acting course.
Okay.
When's
that starting up?
Next week, Thursday.
Nice.
I'm psyched for that.
There's same been, place?
Same place.
Okay.
Same, Lori is the same teacher. I've been reading a good acting book.
Okay.
And from that, so like I'm reading this acting book, and it's called How to Not Act, or How to Stop Acting. It's fucking, it's
cool.
It's a cool like concept.
Yeah.
And I'm not one for reading.
I was gonna say.
Unfortunately, I'm just doing it. Because
it'll help you.
As an actor, I'm gonna have to read fucking scripts, and I'm gonna have to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
How to Stop Acting.
Okay.
Harold Guskin.
Nice.
And then he also, in the book, talks about this screenplay writer.
Okay.
I think it was in the 1900s, called Anton Chekhov.
Sounds familiar.
In the 1900s, he used to write plays.
Okay.
So he's a big fan of that. And he said for like plays and like monologues and stuff like that, this is a good one.
Okay. Because
it's such a weird fucking 1900s Russian play, and it's like, it's weird, and it's like uncomfortable.
Okay.
And he teaches this thing, like how to not act. It's really fucking cool, actually. It's actually helped me big time. Instead of like forcing out the emotion,
right,
which is super weird to do when you're not really feeling it. Like Lori says the same thing. She's like, tap into, don't like, she even says, like, don't, like, she's like, people come to me all the time, like, oh, I can be an actor, I can fake cry. But she's like, don't fake cry.
Cry.
Fucking cry.
Cry.
Don't fake getting mad. Think about something, tap into your emotion, what makes you fucking mad, and get really mad.
Right.
Which is why emotional work is important.
Okay.
That's why acting is super uncomfortable, but that's, you have to get used to it if you want to do it.
Of course.
You know, like, you have to tap into that, like, you know, all the emotional work and shit like that, and, like, it's fucking crazy.
Cool.
It's cool, but it's, so this book is about, I mean, I'm only a couple, you know, I'm a little bit in now. I've been reading it every day, but it's pretty much, like, take it line by line.
Okay.
Read the line. Deep breathing in and out, in through nose, out through mouth. Deep breathing. Read the line. Just read it. Don't act it. Don't put an emotion to it. Read it a couple of times. And then say it, however, whatever emotion is connected with it. So it's pretty much about, like, trusting your gut.
Yep.
Trusting your emotions. Like, whatever your subconscious emotion puts to that line.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Cool.
Because sometimes, he's like, he even says, like, sometimes it's not, you know, if it's supposed to be an angry line, it might not be an angry line. Like, with your subconscious emotion, it might be more of a sad line or, like, a happy line.
So you're just following, like, your subconscious.
You're following your subconscious emotion.
Okay.
And you're letting the line come to you.
That sounds cool.
Instead of forcing it out, because then it's like, you know, even Lori said, he said the same thing, which I'm sure she probably read the book because it's a lot of the same, a lot of the same stuff.
Right.
You know, they even say, like, a lot of actors, even good ones, like famous ones, they act.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It fucking sounds weird, but it's like, just, like, he and Lori both said, acting is just being human being.
Okay.
Like, be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to set you above all the other people that are trying so hard to act. Like, if it's an angry monologue and you're forcing anger out, which I realized, holy shit, I was doing that. And even though, you know, I as a beginning actor, it wasn't the worst thing.
Right.
But it's more natural and genuine when you fucking just go with your emotion.
Gotcha.
Because that angry monologue might not have, you know, might not have to be angry.
Right. That to makes me, sense. It totally makes sense. So the whole concept
fucking,
of
it's a great fucking concept. It helped me tremendously, and I'm not even halfway through the book yet. So I'm reading that. I'm taking monologues from that 1900s Russian play.
Cool.
As fucking weird as it is, it's actually really cool. Like, I'm reading the whole play.
Yep.
And I took out monologues as I went to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
That's awesome.
So,
man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing a lot of fucking stuff with that.
Good
shit.
It's
going to be fun. Doing another course. Going to do some workshops and stuff. Auditioning workshops. Self-tape workshops. And then, yeah, I'm just going to fucking audition.
Nice.
As much as I can possibly fucking audition.
Good shit.
Going to New York City, going around here, local, like, community theater, like, fucking anything. You know, whatever Lori can get me, that would be good. You know, she knows a bunch of fucking people. So that would be cool.
Nice, man. That's awesome. So now you're back in New York.
Yeah.
Back in New York.
Fucking chasing it with some fire this time.
Okay.
A lot of shit, yeah.
Good.
But it's all good stuff.
I'll let you, if you want to talk about your trip at all, that's up to you.
It was fucking weird.
It's up to you.
It was weird. Driving there was weird.
Mm.
There's like spots, like states that are just nothing.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Austin, South Carolina.
Okay.
That was weird. I fucking did not. I don't know what part of South Carolina I was in, but it made me fucking hate South Carolina. No offense to anyone who's from.
Oh shit.
No offense to anyone.
I just threw my bottle cap at Mike accidentally.
I tried to catch it.
You did.
Yeah, no offense to anyone who's from South Carolina, but it's a fucking weird state.
Okay.
The part that I was in.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I realized the entire state of South Carolina, mm-hmm. along 95, didn't have Starbucks. It was the only state that I drove through that I did not see a sign for Starbucks.
Really? Interesting.
I got off. That's how I got lost. I tried to drive and find the fucking anything, coffee, whatever.
Yeah.
And there was nothing but like broken down farms and like random churches.
Interesting.
The country, like in between.
Yeah.
Like the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia, they're very religious.
Oh yeah.
Like Jesus will save you type fucking billboards though on the 95.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? So South Carolina was fucking weird.
Yeah.
I stopped in Savannah, Georgia. Fucking beautiful. Like I would go back there for like a vacation.
Okay.
It was fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Very cool. Like the buildings and shit. It's all very like, I've seen it on like pictures and stuff. Like the houses and the buildings, like everything, it's like very fucking, it's really cool.
Yes.
Really fucking cool. Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Savannah, Georgia is probably one of my new favorite spots.
Dope.
So I'm glad I stumbled upon that.
Okay.
It was an experience. You know?
That's fair.
As much as it didn't work out, I'm glad it didn't work out because it would have been making a mistake. But I got an adventure out of it.
Yeah.
I got to see fucking states and shit. Like it was fucking.
It's a good nice little road trip.
The drive sucked. I'll never fucking do that.
It does.
Again. In my life.
It's not a good drive.
Never again.
It's not a great drive.
Never fucking again. And then on the way back, I tried to go straight.
Well, the other thing is that you went by yourself.
Yeah, I was by myself.
So
yeah.
The drive solo for, you know,
yeah, it was
24
not,
hours is not a.
I tried to go straight on the way home.
Okay.
No. I only made it to Virginia.
Okay.
And then I started feeling like I was going to fucking.
That sounds about right.
I started feeling like I was gonna actually fucking like faint, like my eyes were
I know that
I was just like I wasn't even tired really, I was mm-hmm. just like tweaked out from being in the car for so long.
Yeah.
But I made it from where I was to Virginia.
Okay.
Without stopping, unless it was for coffee or to piss, you know. Like I didn't,
that's good.
I didn't actually stop to sleep until I got to Virginia, because when I got there I was like, oh, you still have 5 hours left, and I was like, fuck me. I was like, there's no way I'm
it's
making
not gonna
it.
happen.
I was like, even my dad was like, oh, it's not worth it, just
no.
I'll stop to
yeah.
sleep. So I was like, fuck. So I stopped at some weird fucking Days Inn.
Stayed at some weird hotels on my way, on my trip.
I
think it was on my trip back.
I stayed in a hotel in North Carolina. It was a Holiday Inn. So
it's fine.
But yeah, it was an experience. I'm glad I did it. I'll never drive again. If I do, it'll be with somebody.
Yeah, you definitely.
With somebody would be funner.
Right.
A little bit more fun.
Yeah.
You
could
experience.
Also split up the driving time.
Yeah.
Which
so
helps.
Like, then you could stop places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, well, I'm fucking. So it was definitely an experience.
Okay.
That most people don't get to actually experience.
Yeah.
You know? Didn't get pulled over once.
Solid.
There or back.
Solid.
Driving through 6-7 states.
That's good.
Didn't experience any crazy drivers. Which was cool.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, I was like, I'm definitely going to get pulled over. I'm gonna, you know, like, when you're in South fucking Hicktown, South Carolina, and they say New York Place, they're going to be like, get this motherfucker.
Yeah, what's this motherfucker doing in our town?
Everyone left me alone.
Good.
I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, it was an experience.
Okay.
It was definitely a little bit, I guess it was a little fun, you know?
Good.
Made it like a little vacation instead. But yeah. That's it.
Good, man.
Just well, happy to be back.
I got you.
That shit makes me appreciate
here
New York, yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. Fucking
it's nice to have you back here.
Yeah.
And
podcast fucking saved me. I listened to every single hour that I was in the car. I listened to your mom's house podcast.
Okay, cool.
With Tom Segura and Christina P.
Yep.
The entire time. Yeah, actually, I re-listened to
something. Right.
Excuse me. But they were, that saved me.
Okay.
Saved my fucking shit. Because I was just driving and
well, you need that to you need that entertainment of kind of keeping
like
you.
Some areas there's just like stretches where there's nothing but like open land.
Yep.
And like I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. Why doesn't anybody do anything with that? Like, there's so much fucking land.
Right.
Like, I'm sure it's somebody's, but like
somebody owns
just,
it.
It's just there's nothing though.
Yeah.
There's no farms. There's just fucking
just land,
grass, and like I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It was trippy. But I
oh sick.
What?
Were you seeing Tommy Buns at
Gotham Comedy Club in the city? Please tell me yes, because I would love to get tickets.
Tommy Buns is funny.
No, he's fucking great. Christina P too. Christina P is fucking savage. Their podcast is fucking great.
I have to start listening to
it's
it.
It's so good.
I have to start listening to
it's
it.
It's so fucking good.
They're
so dumb. They just talk about stupid shit.
They are.
But like, because it's them, and it's just so entertaining.
Well, do you ever hear his story of how he met Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Yeah. Great story.
Yes.
Great story.
I heard it.
Oh, nice.
What?
Sick, sick.
Fucking A. He probably sold that shit out.
Yeah.
I'm not getting tickets.
That's definitely sold out.
Yeah, he said, I heard it, yeah, when he was on the podcast briefly with Rogan and Tyson.
Yeah. Because he does,
Tyson
in his stand up.
Yeah.
He does a whole bit on how he met him.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's just, it's hilarious that he just walked, saw him on the plane, and he's just like, what's up?
That's fucking crazy.
He's like, what's up?
They had an episode with, Bert Kreischer on.
Oh.
Yeah. My God.
Yes.
They fucking relentlessly go after him. Like, it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bert's an easy target.
Yeah.
He sets himself up.
Yeah.
Sets himself up.
They had Nikki Glaser.
Nice.
She was good.
She's good.
They had Dr. Drew.
Okay.
He's good.
Well, him and Dr. Drew were doing a show.
Yeah. Dr. Drew After Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting combination.
Yeah.
To have Tom Segura and Dr. Drew doing their own
It's good
because
Dr. Drew's a fucking savage, too. Just because he has doctor in his name doesn't mean he's the fucking professional.
Yes.
He's a fucking doctor. I mean, he's professional.
Yeah.
But he's just like a savage like the rest of them. He's just like...
He has it in him.
What else did... Who else did they have on? They had Joey Diaz on, fucking Coco. It's just... It's a fucking great podcast.
Well...
Anyone who wants to listen to it, Your Mom's House podcast. It's fucking great.
Have you...
Highly recommend.
Started listening to... The Alex Jones podcast yet?
No.
On Joe Rogan.
That was on my list for tonight after tonight's
podcast. Oh, fuck.
What did you say? It was a 5-hour podcast?
It's a 5-hour podcast.
Jesus.
I'm like 2 hours and 45 minutes into it. Eddie Bravo shows up.
He's
like,
fucking great.
I'd say about 2 hours into it, and a half hours into it, and then they start drinking.
Nice.
So,
they had Ari Shaffir on too.
But Jesus Christ, he's a fucking nut job.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
Yeah.
The things that you like cyborgs in San Francisco, and how there's like actually alien bases in San Francisco that everybody knows about.
I fucking believe it. I fucking believe it.
Apparently, there was a governor talking about abortion. And the baby, like, you know, the whole thing that's going on now with like they're trying to like see if they should vote on I don't know if this is a very touchy subject, obviously, but if they should vote on late term abortions. And the fact
that
already? I don't know
or
if
was
they,
that New York. I think New York.
Because
they got like a whole fucking heat of it, because they said like you can abort your baby until like up until like the day before it's born.
Basically that's what they're...
That's a little much though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yes, it's your choice, but like, why would you... like, if you know you're gonna get an abortion, why the fuck would you wait that long? You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you...
I can't
speak on that because I'm not a fucking woman,
right.
And I don't know what it would be like.
My
there's plenty
only
of shit that
thing
I can't explain for fuel
that I
can
see
shoes,
it being a like option is if the doctor says like, look,
it's unhealthy,
it's like
for you.
It's
dangerous.
It's dangerous for you to have this baby, and there's a really like 95% chance that you're gonna die by delivering this baby.
Yeah.
Or if they go, look, If you have the baby, you have a week left. It's 1 week.
Yeah.
The baby's going to live for a week.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a touchy everyone subject. Has, it's a very touchy subject.
Yeah.
Everyone has their opinions.
Yeah.
Obviously, the woman has complete choice
well, that's
of what she
I,
wants to do with
that's
it.
That's what
so,
I think.
So, like, I'm completely...
That's what I think on all matters.
Yeah.
It's like, it's your fucking choice.
But, right. Like
who,
I'm not
why,
the one that carries
the
child for
why does the
months.
Rest of the why does the people around you, the rest of the country, give a shit if you want to do that? Like, I get pro-life and I get, like, the... But, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, it's the... baby, it's the mom's baby.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, that makes, maybe I'm thinking about it weird because, like, I've never carried a child, surprisingly. And I've never
I don't think you will.
Probably
I don't
never
think
will.
You will.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like, but for me, that's with everything. It's like,
right.
The whole, like, you know, like, the whole, like, gun control thing and the whole, like, you know, fucking everything with, like, alcohol, drugs,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, it sucks. Yeah, you shouldn't fucking drink excessively. Yeah, you shouldn't do drugs. Yeah, you should control. That's great, but like, at the end of the day, the way I see it is like, you don't. Like, it's your choice. If you want
correct.
To fucking get pissed drunk, go for it.
Correct.
Like I did when I was underage. Like just because
right.
there's a legal drinking age doesn't mean they're not. I'm not gonna get my hands on it. Like
right.
I did.
Well, that's
you know,
a
like
big thing
you
about marijuana.
If you want to do drugs, like, you're going to fucking find a way to do
that's
drugs.
That's a big thing about marijuana
even
and that being
legalized. It,
it's like, look.
They're
going to
tax the shit out of it, and there's people are still going to go with their street dealers.
Well, it's also the fact that if you make it legal now, it goes, look, it's like if you're a parent and you have a kid,
yeah,
you're like, there's a good chance they're going to try pot once they're alive.
Yeah.
Okay? Would you rather... You're, I don't know, man, they say that kid, I can give men. Nice, they can give men.
Is that why I'm so bloated?
Could be.
Oh, my nipples are sensitive too.
Maybe you're a couple months pregnant.
Fuck.
You should take a test.
I should take a test. Shit.
Just go on Maury.
That would be a fucker.
You were not the fucker.
I saw this one thing. It said, I don't want to get into this because it's just too fucking... It makes my head spin. It said... There was an article. It said... What the fuck was it? It says on Facebook. I'm never going to find it. It said something about like a transvestite... No. A transgender. Not transvestite. Trans... What is it?
Yeah.
Transgender. Transgender person
mm-hmm.
got pregnant.
Yeah.
From a whatever, male, I guess. I don't know, whatever he fucking identifies, he or she, or whatever identifies as. But I was like,
yeah. Yeah. Because.
Scientifically,
they.
I know they can
still have their reproductive organs.
Oh, so it was a woman turned man.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I didn't read the article, I just
yeah.
saw it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind, that makes sense.
At least I'm.
If I'm sure if you're right, then that makes more sense.
Wait, so what's the story on the Instagram name change from Keto Mike to your real name?
Well, I'm not keto anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of borderline,
okay.
But like the carbs I eat are like fake carbs, like hacked white rice.
Okay.
Which is not really that high in carbs after it's hacked.
Right.
Siete almond flour wraps and cassava chips. You know,
that's
it's like
really
fucking. But yeah. And for my acting, I don't want to, you know, I have to grow my Instagram for my acting instead of letting people think it's just like a keto Instagram.
Right. That makes sense. It makes sense.
Potatoes are life.
Word.
I think I was a potato in a past life, and I probably will be in a future life.
A French fry.
Oh, fucking air fried French fry.
Mm.
So yeah, I saw that.
I'm
glad you said that because I wasn't thinking. This shit makes, it's like.
At least. If I'm thinking of the story correctly,
it has to be.
I'm pretty sure that was the transition.
I'm all about like the
yeah.
You know, identify however you want to identify.
Right.
I don't fucking give a shit. As long as you're happy, fucking go for it.
Yeah.
But just from a male perspective, that would have been scientifically.
Yeah, I don't think that would have been able to.
Not obtainable.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
I can't really. I can't speak
no,
on that.
No, they can't, right? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it. I mean, I was really good in science in school. Anyway.
But going back to the marijuana thing.
Yeah.
So if you're a parent and your kids are out smoking weed.
Yeah.
Would you rather your kids go by, go to the corner? Obviously, kids in Long Island don't go to like corner guys like the Wire and pick up their weed. They have somebody like drop it off.
Yeah.
But would you rather them buy it from somebody in like a car in a parking lot, or would you rather them go to a dispensary that you know the weed is manufactured properly, it's sold properly, it's, I don't want to say it's FDA approved, but
pretty much.
You know,
it's like organically grown, like
right?
Fucking like medical
right.
grade, pretty much.
It's medical
now,
grade
nowadays. Pop. Medical grade.
So
even medical grade is easy
so,
to get.
Yeah, I would prefer that over them going to some sketchy area and go buying a fucking dime bag off
that's
somebody.
That's what we always like. Even in high school, like my friend's parents would always be like, "Listen, you guys can drink here, party here, whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
Just crash here." Because their logic was, same thing. It's like, back then we were like, yeah.
Well, now
like,
they hold the parents.
Are so fucking cool.
The parents are held liable now.
Oh, yeah.
That if they're.
Even
if
back
any,
then.
If anybody.
If we were to get, you know, if someone were to drink and drive, or like if someone, you know, if the cops found out that they were allowing underage kids to drink, even in, when I was in high school, 2007 to 10, well, they could have gotten fucked.
Yeah.
A couple of people did.
Yeah.
People were dumb. You know, my group of friends was, I mean, they were fucking, we were fucking idiots, but at the same time, it's like, we were, like, now thinking back, I'm like, that's how I would be, because not that it's like, yeah, like, underage drink, fuck yeah. It's more like, if they weren't letting us underage drink there,
right.
That doesn't mean we weren't going out and drinking.
We were
going
to go find somewhere to do.
We used to go, in Levittown, we used to go to the fucking sumps, because the sumps are, like, empty, like... Just
so
like
we
did. Like
there was
there
a sump
like
in my town too.
Like a swamp, like nothing came to it. It was an empty fucking unused. So we went to the sumps.
Yeah.
We fucking got shit faced there, and then we walked around town.
There's
that's
a sump
more.
Down my down the block.
Yeah.
For me by the park.
Kids
fucking
around.
Everybody went in there.
In the parks,
Belmont
parking lots and shit.
There used to be a sump in Belmont Park.
Yeah.
Because Belmont Park is directly across the street from my high school.
Okay.
So there was a sump around the corner, and there was like a little hole, and people found the hole, and that became a drinking. People would go to Belmont to drink, you know?
But that's a lot more dangerous, because now you're walking around with cars and streets and shit.
Well, that, no, that it's a like a very secluded
like,
so you're street.
Like in Levittown, it's like you're walking around with cars and shit, cops are going around, so it's like, you know... They were like, we would rather you guys, if you're gonna get shit faced either way, no matter what we say, we'd rather you just do it in the safety of the home, you know, rather than be out. You know, my dad always told me that too. He's like, yo, I'm not fucking dumb. I know you drink.
Right.
Just don't be dumb and don't get taken home by a cop.
Yeah.
Other than that, fucking go for it, because I did it.
Right.
He was like, if you need a ride home, ask me. Don't fucking drive.
Yeah.
Don't walk home in the freezing cold, which I would never thought about. You know, because people do that. They get fucking shit-faced. They pass out from being shit-faced in the cold, and they die from fucking
frostbite
or hypothermia.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? And that's also why I'm not big on drinking now.
Right.
Me drinking is like I enjoy a glass of wine or two.
That's fair.
But like I also go for like nice organic wine and, you know, like I actually enjoy wine.
Right.
I appreciate wine.
Oh, yeah. Wine's delicious.
I don't drink it to get fucked up.
Right.
I appreciate it.
I was
but that's because my dad let me do whatever I want, and I got it out of my system.
Because
even though I was a little asshole, I wasn't like I wasn't gonna you know show up dead or something. You know what I'm saying? I knew the difference from right and wrong. I knew like you know no matter how fucked up I was, I knew like drugs are bad. Like I wasn't gonna start popping pills and shit.
Right.
He knew that, which is why he was like, "Yo, gallivant, bro! Like
do what you
want to
do, live your life."
And it's like that got it out of my system. Even like when I
that's
turned
good.
When I as soon as I turned 21, I was kind of just like. I'm over it.
I got you.
I got it out of my system.
I feel
like,
you.
I just don't fucking...
I was the opposite.
Even now, it's like me, like, dude, three drinks maximum, and I'm like...
White girl wasted.
I'm ready for bed.
White girl wasted.
Yeah, like, I'm fucking buzzed off my ass after three drinks. On the rare occasion that
three
I actually
clear.
Consume it.
Two
yeah,
beer
three,
clear.
Three, probably a two beer. But then I'm like, yeah, I'm like sitting there yawning. I'm like, I'm ready for bed. I'm fucking... No, I don't
so
I can't,
like,
I can't
ready
fucking
to go
party.
Take a nap.
I can't party like that, man. It's not fucking...
No.
I'd rather sit at, like, the Witch's Brew with a cup of coffee or something. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I'm just like, the fuck is the point? You
like
know?
Are
you still doing keto?
Eileen, I am still doing keto.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of it. I am. I've been eating a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, I'm still doing it. I'm trying to do my best to stay on it. You know, I have my days. Like this weekend, I kind of went off. Last weekend, I went off. So like, I do like a 5-2 kind of thing.
Fucking
or like
balance.
A 6-1. Yeah,
balance.
Life's about balance.
Life balance.
But I feel like fucking absolute dog shit. Like this morning.
Yeah.
Like I was just felt like dog shit.
Oh, when I was in Florida.
Yeah.
I ate like dog shit.
Nice.
I didn't have a place to live.
That's fair.
I'm fucking real food shopping.
Yeah.
What?
Well, didn't you have an Airbnb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it was like one of those shared Airbnbs.
Okay.
So like it's actually really nice. I didn't give it a great review because it was in a fucking hood ghetto ass area.
That sucks.
And that helicopter story I told you before was not an exaggeration. There was a fucking helicopter, a police helicopter, circling the neighborhood with a spotlight. You know, like the big helicopter spotlights.
That happens in my town sometimes.
They were searching for somebody. And the spotlight kept going on that street. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's when I hit the interwebs to see what's going on.
Yeah, I was like, fucking shit, man. Other than that, it was actually a nice experience.
Okay.
It was one of those things, so it was cool the way it was set up. It was a house. A long house.
Okay.
With mad fucking rooms.
Cool.
I've never seen... It had to have been redone that way. Each room was named a town.
Okay.
Miami Beach, Vero Beach, fucking whatever. And there was a shared living room, shared kitchen, shared dining room.
Okay.
And each... there was a code to get in the front door. And there was... You had your code for your room.
Okay.
It was cool.
Cool.
Not gonna lie. All right. It was all right. It was a little weird, but it was cool.
I could see...
Yeah,
I could see both.
Weird.
I could see
it
both.
It was a little weird. I also get, like, skeeved very easily.
Yeah.
So, like,
I
was sleeping in the
same.
Bed, but I was, like, using my own pillow with pillowcase.
Same.
I put a blanket down so I didn't sleep on the thing. I didn't walk around barefoot as much as I could.
Kelly is...
It was a little weird. I mean, it was clean.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. It was clean. I get skeeved because I don't trust that people will clean it properly.
My skeeviness has probably increased since... being with Kelly. She's made me more aware.
Yeah.
And then being just a...
Well, that's what it is. When people are like,
single...
you're paranoid. It's like, no, you're aware because you realize
she makes me more aware of things.
This is how life is. Like, people don't...
You don't really realize
like,
it.
You know, like, you don't know. You start thinking, like, what if they didn't...
Yeah, what if nobody washed the shit?
Clean it properly.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what if the employee was pissed that day because they got a fucking... they didn't get a raise or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then you get the backlash of that. You know, like, that's not being paranoid. That's shit to think
very
about.
Well could happen.
Shit like that happens.
Yeah.
More often than not. And it's like, a lot of the time you can't see... Like, to the eye, you can't see it.
No.
You don't know what nasty motherfucker showered in that shower or slept in that bed. No?
Gross.
Fucking nasty.
Gross.
The Holiday Inn, I was okay with because it was
good.
Very clean.
Good.
That's a fucking Holiday Inn. I mean, come on. But yeah, the Airbnb was... I get sketched out, man.
I get it.
The Airbnbs I stayed in Europe, I didn't care.
Okay.
Because they were so fucking, like, so clean. Like,
makes sense.
So fucking clean. To the point where I was, with my paranoia, I was even like, this is alright. We're good. This
we're good.
Is cool. This is alright.
We're straight.
Yeah.
See, just asking. I've messed up a few times too. That's all.
You're supposed to mess up.
Yeah.
Mess up.
Not supposed to
mess
be
up on purpose.
Not supposed to be perfect.
Mess up on purpose.
You just keep doing it.
Messing up is a good thing.
Yeah. Because you learn from it.
Yeah, fucking A. You can't learn unless you mess up.
Truth.
All the people that are good at shit are fucking messed up.
Truth.
You know? Everyone. No matter what it is. Fucking diet, working out, career, everything. Fucking
yeah.
Mess up.
Do it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Feels good to fuck around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ate like shit.
What?
I ate like shit.
Good.
It was fun though.
Good.
Because I was going out.
Absolutely.
I had no fucking choice. Like, I've been there before, so like I knew the spots that I liked.
Good.
Burgers and french fries. I mean, I still didn't eat the bun because, you know, I don't really.
You
I,
don't,
just, I don't,
you don't,
I don't
with
care
buns.
For the bun. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just, it gets in my way of like the good shit. The french fries were dope.
Went to the Rex on Friday.
I saw that. How
fuck.
Was it?
Oh my god.
Was what's his name, Chef Charlie?
No, Charlie wasn't there.
The Rex. How was it? Was good?
So delicious. It
wow.
was so, so good. First off,
out.
Kelly said it might have been the best burger she's had.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought it was a bold statement.
Okay.
But she said it was like a super, super, super delicious burger.
Okay.
So like,
dope.
I had the surf and turf sandwich. It had a little steak.
Right.
With lobster and melted cheese and onions.
Fuck.
I wouldn't even think about putting melted cheese on with steak and lobster. And
melted cheese goes with everything.
Dude, it was fucking so good. And then I ate most of it on the bun.
Yeah.
And then I took
something like that. You kind of have to.
Yeah.
You need shit to like stay together and like. Yeah.
I took like the last little piece of steak off the bun, and I just cut it with like the knife that they gave you, and just fucking cut like butter.
Wow.
And then we got fries with dipping sauces. Holy shit!
Damn.
Holy shit! The fucking fries and the dipping sauces were out of this world good.
Wow, I gotta try that.
Out of this world good. Really delicious, dude. Like, 5 out of 5 would recommend to a friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
5 out of 5?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep.
We gotta go there next time.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We can't neglect Elsie.
No.
But we gotta try that next time. It's down the street, isn't it?
It's kind of. Like 5 minutes away. Not too bad.
You know what else I wanna try? I wanna try Avo Taco.
Same.
Right down the street as
Same.
Well. A little bit further down.
Yeah.
But still right there. Yeah. I had, you know, I ate tacos.
I saw that. Those look good.
It was called, something taco bar? I fucking forget.
I don't know, but those tacos look fucking good.
Fuck, man, they were good. Those were, actually, the ones I posted were in Savannah.
Oh.
That was at a place called Fox and Fig.
Yeah.
It was a plant-based cafe and coffee shop.
Okay.
So I got an Americano. And those were vegan sweet potato blueberry sausage crumble tacos. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think it was just a regular corn tortilla. It was sweet potatoes with like a bunch of spices and whatever. And they made like a blueberry crumble something.
Sick.
It was fucking
awesome. That sounds really delicious.
So good.
Interesting.
So good.
Interesting.
Oh, man.
Mm.
It was fucking good.
That does sound good. But also by, what's a Coastal Craft?
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
All right.
I think you were still home. I probably told you the story already.
You stocked up, right?
Yeah,
there.
Stocked up. Got a t-shirt.
I gotta make a visit there.
Mm.
I still haven't made a visit there.
Yeah, it's awesome. They did, I haven't been there. That was like the first time I've been there in a while.
I've never been there.
But now they got some stools at the bar so you can sit and chill.
Dope.
And, all
right.
Do like a long tasting of all the booches that are on tap. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's a small, chill place, you know?
Huh.
It's nothing like, you know, it's not like a brewery.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a brewery.
The breweries are fun.
But it's not like big.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a big.
I gotta go visit.
It's cool.
The breweries are fun.
Yeah, breweries are a good time.
Yeah, just to go and like hang out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went over the summer, and the group of people I was with were fucking whacked out of their minds.
That's usually what happens when you go to breweries.
They were. We took like a party bus there. It was a fucking nightmare. People were just fucking animals.
Nice.
See, you know, like I like to go and I like to just like enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to go with certain people so we can appreciate each other's company. Like,
totally get it.
I don't want to go and get fucking blackout drunk. That's not why you go to a fucking brewery, or it shouldn't be why you go. Most people, yeah. So the people I was with,
I'm guilty of that.
I didn't know them anyway. I knew
okay.
three people, like the girl I used to date and like two of her fucking friends. But no, they were cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the people, like, they were fucking animals, and I was like, this is so dumb. So I went anyway because I was like, whatever. You know what? It's a fucking, where was it? Jamesport?
Jamesport?
Yeah.
That's solid.
It was fucking like a summer day, dude. It was beautiful. And then we get there and it's like fucking nice. Like everyone's playing like fucking cornhole outside.
Yep.
And like this beer pong.
Well, Jamesport's like, huge.
It's
a
fucking
brewery.
Really nice. It was
mm-hmm.
really nice too. You know, I have like a food truck.
Yep.
Where I got like chicken fingers and fries. It was like
nice.
Pretty good. Outside tables, inside, they had like
yeah.
live music, they had fucking
the
tastings.
Whole North Fork area is very
so
nice.
Cool.
It's
really fucking like I would like to go there again just to enjoy that
well
scene.
Let me know because we go out there quite a bit.
Oh, you do? Yeah, yeah,
so
that's right.
That's
what I'm saying, like even if you don't drink, like that's just a fucking fun place to
yeah.
go. Like they live music, fucking cool, like games cool. outside. Like it was really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I didn't. I had like maybe like two beers, just to try them out. Like I didn't go there and get like everyone else was fucking hammered, drunk, throwing up and shit, like getting kicked out.
That's well, that's.
I had like two beers, so I was just like, "This is fucking nice."
Pick you up.
I should have brought like my bow tie.
Should have.
Felt fucking fancy.
Just out there,
it was right? Nice. Yeah. Always pinky up.
Always pinky up.
Oh, I'm excited to try the Rex now.
Yeah, I would highly recommend going to the Rex.
I knew it was good. But
highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Just order at a window and then you go pick a table. So
oh,
it's not
yeah?
a sit down thing. Well, I mean, it is a sit down thing, but you go to the table, go to the window.
Order shit.
And then they'll bring it to you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, I've been wanting to try ramen. My good ones, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in the city. I don't know the name of it. But I've been hearing a lot about it, that it's really good and it's, like, traditional. Like, authentic. Like, you go up, you sit down, they open the window,
mm-hmm.
you fucking, you know, whatever.
There's a new ramen place opened up at work.
I want to try it.
There's actually a ramen place that opened up right next to work, too.
Yeah, the ones in the city are the ones to go.
Those are good.
Like, the ones on Long Island that people are telling me are not good. They're telling me don't waste your fucking time.
I don't even know where to go to get ramen on the.
There's a couple of them, but I haven't heard good things about them. The ones in the city, but like, you're also in New York City. Like,
right.
If it's not authentic, it's not going to last more than a month or two. Like,
no.
It's just not. Especially with all the it's a fucking melting pot. Like, you're going to get real, you know.
Real authentic.
Authentic, you know, people from wherever, and they're going to be like, yeah, this is not how it is back home.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this place. And those are going to be the people that
fucking
destroy
make.
You, because they're going to go talk to everyone else. You know, like, it, you know, the Asian people are going to be like, they're going to go talk to all their white friends. And they're going to be like, yo, you want good ramen?
Hit my place up.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I want good ramen, I'm going to go talk to my Asian friends who know what it's like, where they're from.
Correct.
Because that's where it came from.
Or my chef friends.
Or your chef friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Like, they'll know what
they,
it's fucking
they
good.
Know what's good.
You know? Like, that's anywhere, though. Like, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Like, from traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spanish food here.
Did you have a...
It's not Spanish food there, like
French food.
Did you
have a Cuban by any chance?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer. You should have a Cuban sandwich, bro.
I know.
You're in like Florida, that's like fucking...
Cuba.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
I had good tacos down there, too.
Sorry, Kelly.
I had good tacos down there, too. Yeah, the Rex, all right?
Yeah, okay, definitely go to the Rex. All
right.
Definitely go to the Rex. By the way, the Repost app...
Yes.
...bothers me.
Why?
So,
I don't use
so,
it.
Okay.
I don't repost anything.
All right. So, I repost a lot of shit from my Nom in New York account.
Love that account.
Thank you. Shout out to George, who's my my co-partner in that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys don't know, run a food blog. Go to Nom in NY on Instagram and on Facebook. It's a small plug. But I go to repost my shit from the Rex, and apparently the repost app doesn't repost multiple pictures. It just reposts the first picture. So the last two posts, me completely forgetting that it's like
so
it does
like,
it.
Okay, yeah.
So if I make multiple pictures on my Nom account, and then I go to repost on my account, it'll just take the first picture that's posted. So it doesn't do the whole thing.
Okay.
It's a bother. It bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And with the Instagram,
you
like...
You can't repost an entire post.
Right.
You're just reposting pretty much a screen. You might as well just take a screenshot.
And Instagram has the new feature that you can post to multiple accounts at once, but you can only do it with one picture.
Oh, that's
What's
weird.
The fucking point?
They should fix that. That's probably an easy fix,
like,
too. It might have just been...
Why can't I just fucking do a cross-post...
Yeah.
Cross-account multiple picture post?
Yeah, that's weird. Instagram.
Instagram, get your shit together.
Get on your shit.
Get your shit together. Jesus Christ. Motherfuckers. Shout out to No Matter What Apparel, by the way.
No Matter What Apparel. Boom. Shout out to Sailaway, too. I got my new shit on.
Shout out to Coastal Craft.
Oh! Shout out to Zivia.
Shout out to Asetia.
Fucking shout out to everybody.
Shout out to Apple.
Fucking Apple.
Yo, Tim.
Making it all possible.
Tim, bro.
I still need to get an Instagram. Irene, what are you doing?
What?
You're not on Instagram? Instagram
Come
is the
on.
Best. I fucking love it. Instagram is the only social media I really fuck with.
Same.
If it wasn't for the love of filming this live, I wouldn't even have Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook fucking depresses me. These articles on Facebook are fucking depressing. I don't even look on Facebook. Instagram is cool because like cool stuff gets posted there. You know, it also depends on what you follow.
You gotta get on the gram, Eileen.
You can choose what you follow, and then that's why my Instagram is all good shit because I choose to follow all that shit.
I do like a mass unfollow once in a while.
I did that
clean my shit out.
Because half the people I was following, I was like, ooh.
I know.
First of all, what are you and who are you?
Well, half the time I also, like, especially during the holidays, I'll follow, like, a whole bunch of fucking accounts to, like, enter contests for, like, giveaways and shit.
Yeah,
and
true,
it's like,
true.
And then I forget to unfollow half those fucking accounts, and then they start showing up. Get the fuck out of here.
If you get an Instagram, Eileen, we will personally teach you how to use it.
Absolutely.
We'll make a tutorial video on how to fucking use Instagram for you because you'll love it. Especially for keto. What are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
You could get so many cool recipes and ideas off of Instagram for keto. Keto is huge on Instagram.
Yeah.
Bigger than it is on Facebook by a long
shot. Oh, yeah. That's where I get all my shit from. Can you block? Oh, absolutely.
You can make your page private so you can control who you accept as a friend and only they will be able to see your stuff. Otherwise, it's just a blank page.
Yeah.
Mine's not private because I'm trying to grow it. Like,
yeah.
If you're private, you can still grow it. I mean,
I
don't post anything private, really, so I could give a shit who sees it. But most people have their stuff pretty, you know, private.
My shit's good.
Okay, I'll download
good. It. Good. All right.
You will not be sorry.
So I threw my back out last Monday.
Ooh.
Shoveling.
That's not fun. That's right. You told me that.
Sucked. It sucked. I still kind of like feel it too.
Oh yeah, that takes forever.
Usually it takes
me
like
super easy to tweak or hurt. Could happen fucking shoveling snow. And it takes forever to fucking heal. I threw my back out.
I'm really bummed that it's like I'm still feeling it because I want to go back to the gym tomorrow. But at the same time, because I took off all last week.
Well, sometimes it's actually good to, like, after your week, get back moving.
Yeah.
Like, if you stay still
for too long, well, I did
yoga
on Saturday. Right.
Then, I learned that.
It starts to tighten up.
And it's like, you start getting moving. Threw my back out my second week of CrossFit.
Okay.
Months ago. I remember when I was doing CrossFit. Never healed properly. My back's still fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I've done it because twice in the past.
Yeah.
I usually go to the chiropractor, but I can't. My chiropractor doesn't have any appointments open.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
I've done it so many times.
So it's like
I used to when I was skateboarding.
Ah, that makes sense.
Because a lot of times I fell more than I landed, and a lot of times you do that thing where you
land. So you didn't go pro?
No.
So you didn't go pro?
No, definitely not. I was fucking terrible. I wasn't terrible, but I wasn't that good. I just had fun.
Yeah.
So I fucking.
That's what it's about.
Landed, they do this thing a lot. If you watch like any skateboarding videos, you'll notice.
Yep.
You land
too
far this way.
Oh yeah.
And the board shoots out
and
you do like
that
jerk thing
yep.
and try to not fall. And then you're like, fuck. Also, fun fact, in high school 11th grade in high school, it's 2009.
Okay.
I did a trick over a stair.
Thanks,
set.
Eileen.
Like a five stair set,
okay.
Which is not very.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. And I landed, and it shot out from under me, skateboard, and I landed straight on my tailbone.
Oh, I've done that.
Else.
Drunkenly.
To this day, I don't know if something went out of place and it never healed. To this day, if I touch it,
it's a little.
It fucking kills.
I get that.
As if I just landed on it again.
I did.
This was in 2009. This was 10 years ago?
Well, I don't think the tailbone ever heals.
It makes sense. If I touch it, if I sit down on a chair wrong,
if you think about that,
it's fucking
humans
like
have
I see
tails.
Stars.
Humans have tails.
You ever see,
how do you feel about that? The humans have tails.
Fuck, what's the name of that?
Dinosaurs?
No.
It's not the baby.
I used to love Land Before Time. That was a good
one. That
was
a great fucking movie.
Fucking classic. What was that name of that movie with... Oh, fucking... God damn it.
What movie?
With Jack Black... Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Tony Robbins is in it.
Hallow Shall?
Yeah, Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
And the guy with the tail. Which comes through his fucking dress pants. That's what I always think about, because he like was able to wiggle it and shit.
Wasn't that Jason Alexander?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was a good movie. I'm not a huge fan of Jack Black.
Nah.
I think he's a little kind
of... I just saw that the...
That was a good movie, though.
The little guitarist guy from School Rock.
Yeah.
Has been arrested like 4 times for stealing guitars from Guitar Center.
What the fuck?
Because apparently he has a drug problem. So he sells the guitars. He steals the guitars.
Then
he sells them.
Got it.
But he finally got arrested. I think again.
Oh, that's what you get for fucking...
It's a bummer. Yeah. I mean...
That was... Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we're like over an hour. So,
already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
An hour 3.
All right.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
That's all we got for tonight.
That's it. Gotta go listen to that Alex Jones podcast.
Yeah. Better get on it.
Yeah, I know.
It's 9 o'clock.
I'm gonna be able to listen for like an hour or two and that's it.
Well, the first hour is fucking...
They hit it off strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's... We'll talk about it off air. But yeah, we're done. We'll see you guys maybe next week.
Peace.
Peace. Have a good night.
Out.